Now, yesterday we have already completed the explanation of the Bodhisattva vows, so we should carefully contemplate how to actually hold the Bodhisattva vow properly and what are the faults that we should actually eliminate. And so, you know, today we are actually talking about the Vajrayana vows. For the Vajrayana Tantric vows, these are actually the first part is actually about the Samayas of five Dhyani Buddhas. So we actually what is the difference between Bodhisattva vows and the Patimosa vows? For example, the Patimosa vows, if your vessel is broken, just like vessel broken, you cannot repair it. You can just retake it again from your teacher or those who are able to give you the Patimosa vows. That is the only way to actually retake the Patimosa vow. You can't repair yourself. But for Bodhisattva vows, if you actually break the vows, we can just retake ourselves by visualizing all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in front of us and retake the Bodhisattva from them. This is the difference between the Bodhisattva vows and the Patimosa vows. Patimosa vows and Bodhisattva vows and the Tantric vows, if we actually broke any of them or actually transgress against any of these vows, how should we actually repair them? For example, if we actually, for Patimosa vows, there are three different types of Patimosa. For example, for the layman and the monk's vows, if you want to do confession, then we actually doing a sojong. Before there's a certain amount of people with the pure vows, we actually should confess and then retake again the Patimosa vows. So after, you must do it in front of a certain people with pure vows, amount of people. For Bodhisattva vows, actually you must actually visualize all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas and retake it and visualize them and retake it the Bodhisattva vows. And then for Tantric vows, retake the Buddhist Tantric vows from the mandalas and the deities. So during the time of initiation, that's how we actually retake it. For example, self-initiation, if we actually re-enter into the mandala during self-initiation, then of course we can retake the Tantric vows using the self-initiation.
Generally
speaking, for Bodhisattva vows, we actually take it in front of the Guru. Of course, how do we actually retake the Bodhisattva vows? We can put on our altar, we can actually put an image of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas images in top of our altar. And after making offerings, extensive offerings, we think that we should retake the Bodhisattva vows by reciting the prayers to retake the Bodhisattva vows. And now, for us, we should actually explain on the tantric vows. For the tantric vows, of course, we can't really explain it during the time of initiation. We have not much time, so now we actually should explain in more detail about the tantric vows. And now, just when we actually take the highest regard tantra, just beginning before we actually, during the time we actually recite the vows, all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, actually what we mean is that during we are taking all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas inside the mandala. Actually, we are actually requesting the tantric vows from the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas within the mandala, the deities of the mandala. Now, please listen to me, who I mean, which means that we actually request them to actually listen carefully to actually our request, which is actually our request to take the tantric, actually taking that I am myself. For example, I am, Donyong Vajra, or Ratnasambhav Vajra, etc. For example, this is actually our secret names. And now, when we actually constructing the mandala, when seeing the mandala, we actually make the offerings of the flowers. And also, during the time where we are actually offering, it's south, north, west, and in the middle. Of course, if we are different directions, there are actually different Buddhas representing it. For example, if we are offering the flower, then if actually the flower falls to west, then in the west is actually Amitabha Buddha. So Amitabha, if you offer and the flower falls to the west, then we will call Amitabha Vajra, Amitabha Buddha Vajra. And of course in Tibetan is you don't really call Amitabha Vajra. This is actually Sanskrit. And so this is how we actually get our secret names, depending on where the flower falls and when we actually offer the flower to the mandala. And now after, of course, you say from this time until I reach the spring of enlightenment, which means that from this moment onwards until reach enlightenment, I will hold these vows, these tantric vows, uninterruptedly hold the. Actually, in a way, we are taking a vow in a sense. We are making a deep promise that until we reach enlightenment, we will actually keep all these different precepts of the tantric vows. And now we'll say that just as all the three Buddhas or the three times attain Buddhahood. And past, present, and future, all the Buddhas and Buddhists, in order for them to attain enlightenment, they will need to receive the tantric vows before they attain enlightenment. And just like what they are doing, so now we are actually following them and taking the tantric vows just as how they have done. And now, to actually generate the Supreme Self Enlightenment, which means that my motivation is to really for the sake of attaining all the enlightenment, for benefit of attaining with the superior motivation. In order to attain the superior unsurpassed enlightenment, we actually generate the unsurpassed superior motivation of bodhicitta to attain enlightenment for the benefit of all. This is also part of the prayers we actually take the Vajrayana vows. And now we are saying that after we have taken the vow, just as we will actually practice and keep it according to how it's being taught. And we actually keep it. Actually, we are saying that we actually keep the tantric vows accordingly. And just now we are saying that we will actually always take keep the three kind of vows and actually learn and study and practice all these precepts. And now we will actually keep all the good virtuous conduct. And this is actually for the five Dhyani Buddhas. We are saying that, and actually we should morality of virtues actually. All different Buddhas have all their different vows, and this is probably that six amas of Vajrayana, which is the three types of morality. We are saying that we are taking the three types of trainings, which is the trainings of morality, meditation and wisdom, the three higher trainings. We actually would keep these three types of morality. And actually, all the different types of vows I will actually take itself. Actually, the three types of morality is not this. Is three types of morality. Is morality is actually to restraining from non-virtuous, and second is morality of virtuous concept, and the third morality is the morality of benefit other sentient beings. And these are the three types of morality. This is actually for the samayas of the Vajrayana. And now, in the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, since they are the objects of our refuge, then we actually should always supplicate and always keep our refuge vows towards them. Ah, Actually, all the Buddhas and Buddhists are Dhamma and Sangha. These are the triple gem, so we actually should guard our refuge vows. Whatever vows are pertaining to the refuge, we actually should guard them purely. Second one is actually the four samyas of Akshobhya. Actually, it's the vast and transcendent vajra section. It's called the samyas, which is actually the samyas of Akshobhya. Raja Samaya Rama, it means that when we actually the Vajana, especially that's of Haizuga Tantra, we actually should have a Vajra and a Vajra bell and also a Mudra. The Mudra is actually out there in the Mudra. These are things that actually we should hold. Actually, we should be also kept secret. We cannot show it to others. Now we are saying the Vajra and Bell, what does it mean? After we take the initiation, we actually should keep a set of Vajra and a Bell. We cannot show it others and actually should keep it in secret. Actually for Mudra, what do you mean? Actually when we are doing the air offerings, actually we make our Mudras. Actually we should actually do the Mudras. In the Mudra it means Inner Mudra hasn't been explained yet. Outer Mudra is meaning that just when we are making offerings, etc., we are making the 8 offerings, we actually should make the mudras, actually should at the same time do it with the mudras or the 8 offerings. Yeah, we are saying. Right, what do you mean? Actually, the Vajra child, when we receive the initiation, we should remember whatever teachings they have. We always should remember whatever they say, and then whatever the Vajra Guru has said, we should actually remember and practice, and should actually also maintain great respect towards the Vajra Guru from whom we take the initiation. For the actual for Vajrayana Akshobhya, we are very completed. Now is actually the Jurup section, which is the Ratnasambhava. Which means that for Ratnasambhava, which is the Jurup section, actually giving of material, giving of dharma, giving of protection, and giving of loving kindness. This is the four types of samayas of Ratnasambhava. During 6 times of the days. What do you mean by during 6 times of the day? We should do 6 times. 6 times this particular offering giving that we have. The 4 types of giving are actually material. Yes. Actually, we should actually practice the 4 types of giving 6 times a day. 3 times in the day and 3 times at night. This is our samaya. This is what the Ratnasambhavas found.
The two children, 大师，等一下，我看一下那个时间，还有个很精准的时间表。
According to Chinese translator, there's supposed to be some precise timetable which he's actually looking through. And now, during the six times of giving every day, three times a day, three times a night, there's actually some precise thing. For example, for day is actually from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. This is the first time. So from 10 to 2 p.m. is actually another time.
然后呢,
and from the 2 to 5 p.m. is actually the third time actually doing for the day, the practice of giving. This is the three times of during the day.
For
during the night, this is actually from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. is for the first of giving, from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. And then from 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. in the morning. Of course, this is very difficult. Which four types of giving is the material giving, aid giving, dharma giving, protection and giving loving kindness. Of course, for material is actually money, wealth and all such giving or offering of the body. This is actually a kind of material offering giving. So for protection, giving protection actually to free sentient beings from fear. Say for example, if someone is going to kill an animal, we save them. It's actually for dharma, what is giving the Buddha dharma, actually giving the loving kindness actually to practice the bodhicitta, to give loving kindness to others. Of course, for actually material offering, if you want to give the body, then of course if you have realized this, it's only for people who have realized emptiness. So if you realize emptiness, you're actually able to be unattached to your body and able to give your body freely. What you are saying, if you actually attain the wisdom emptiness, then we actually, at that time, we can actually give away our body because we have no fear in that sense. Actually, the practice of giving out loving kindness, it means that, for example, it means also that when we give things to others, we do not expect any repayment. This is also a kind of practice of the giving of loving kindness.
And
all these practice in order, to attain enlightenment. This is what we should actually practice for. And the third part is actually the three samayas of Amitabha, which is the lotus section. So actually, preserving the external, internal, secret teaching of Tantra as well as the three vehicles. All the vows of the three vehicles we should actually preserve and keep. Actually the teachings, meaning that the external and secret teaching of Tantra as well as the three vehicles, all the different teachings of inner, outer and secret, we actually should actually keep it. What we mean is that, for example, all the different vows, all the teachings of the outer, inner and secret teachings of the Sutra and the Tantras, we actually should keep them. And now we are saying the part of Yamoga City. It means that present keeping the purity of samyas or all the other for the any place. Whatever teachings and whatever vows we actually, all those that we actually receive, we shall keep it, keep them. So we shall keep all these purely. And not go against any of the even the most slightest transgressions against all the vows and precepts that we have received. Of course, other than keeping preserving and keeping the purity of the samayas, also we should make the internal, external and secret suchness offerings. Whatever we could offer, we should actually do it with diligently practice. Not only just making offerings in an off-handed manner, but actually should diligently make offerings to all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And now, what it means is
that,
keeping all the samayas for them, are the four Dhyani Buddhas, and we should actually try our best to the best of our ability to actually keep all these vows and samayas.
And now, and
to actually free the beings of the three lower realms, which are the hungry ghost animals and the hell beings, we actually should liberate them to our best ability to free them from the suffering of these three lower realms. And now we are saying that it's not only just self-liberation. Actually, it's not just giving them self-liberation, it's actually truly liberating them from this samsara existence.
Chesu
And now, now it's actually for those people who do not have, could I breathe? We give, should give them breath. For example, just the people who do not have breath, it means that those who have sickness and suffering, who are ill, of course, we should actually try our best to actually relieve the pain and suffering of all ill people. This is what this part of the taking of the Vajrayana vows actually means by actually give breath to those who do not have breath. And placing them in the oxygen means to Nirvana. Actually, what it means is such as Arahant and Pachita Buddha, which is the solitary hearers. Actually, although they give their attain supposedly Nirvana, but actually they do not truly gain the true liberation of fully enlightened Buddhahood. Even though, although they are saints, even though they are really still saints, we should still lead them to the true cessation Nirvana of the state of a Buddha. Rather than the rather than the Nirvana of just the Arahants or the Parika Buddhas, which are limited in their ability to help sentient beings. And now we are actually going to, after taking the five Dhyani Buddhas, what aspirations should we raise? Of course, some of them have six samayas, some of them four samayas, there are various different types of it's actually for the sake of all sentient beings, we should actually keep all the samayas. And for example, for certain sentient beings, who are those of the lower realms, those of the animal hell realms or hell realms, or whoever, or whichever of the sentient beings who are actually suffering in the six realms, we actually should free them from the suffering of these realms and actually delete them to freedom from suffering, and even those to lead them to enlightenment, or even those who actually, for the Arhats and the Parikya Buddhas, even though although they are saints, we should still lead them to the state of Buddhahood, springs to enlightened Buddhahood. This is what we actually have actually aspired to accomplish. And we're just saying, actually, for example, for all the Virochana or the five Dhyani Buddhas, for example, this could be also taken in the sense that wherever our flowers, we actually, wherever the flower falls, actually we will actually accomplish the Dhyani Buddha this particular part. For example, the Buddha section, which is Virochana, is actually the Tara. Tara actually is in the section of the Virochana, which is actually Buddha. And also the other ways of saying that. 25 Dhyani Buddhas. We actually completed actually an explanation for that. You know, we are saying that to listen to the Vajrayana vows, we should actually take the highest tantra initiation only after that, and then can we actually listen to the explanation of vows or the tantric vows. Just we are saying that during the initiation, for those, we should not say, really explain to people who have not entered the Mantrayana or secret Vajrayana vows. If we are to listen to the explanation of the tantric vows, we should actually have taken the tantric vows, and then after that, only then can we actually listen to the explanations. Of course, we are just for the guru to be able to give the initiation, he must also have taken the initiation and also make the retreat, and after that finish a certain amount in mantra or metric repetition, he must also, before he give the initiation to his disciple, he must also have re-enter into the mandala so that he could actually purify his own vows. Only after that can he give us the tantric vows. But he must actually do it. For example, if Rinpoche wants to give initiation now, he cannot do it. He must actually have taken the self-initiation, re-entered the mandala himself before he can actually give us the initiation. If you recited 100,000 times of actually Vajrasattva, we should actually purify all our negative karmas of actually breaking the tantric vows, and also purification of also the Bodhisattva vows also, and other practitioners of vows, which will also be purified if you actually recite 100,000 times of the Vajrasattva mantra. Of course, it's actually not that easy. Of course, it's not as simple as just reciting with our mouth. We should actually have 34 opponent powers. Of course, if you don't have 4 opponent powers, then just by reciting the mantra itself, you will not constitute a real confession. You will not purify our lapses in our precepts of vows and all the other negativities.
You must say,